I am Johnny B, filling in for my man Mike Calta while he's on vacation. Fill-ins all week long, but live radio all week long. Tomorrow and Thursday, a cat named Mo will be filling in with a litany of guests coming in and out of the studio and maybe just staying the entire time. Friday, Ian Bagg, one of the funniest comics around, the winner of Last Comic Standing, he will be here guest hosting for Mike Calta, along with Mike Calta's crew, Rob in Spanish and not Carmen. Carmen, you're out after today, right?
No, I will be here tomorrow, but I'm off Thursday and Friday.
Now, you were originally out, but Mo booked you as a guest, right?
Yes.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
No, I was only planning on taking 2 days off because...
It's your birthday.
Yeah, I feel like I deserve to sleep in two days.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
My birthday is next Tuesday.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thank you. I'm scheduled both my jobs that day. No, I'm not scheduled the day job, but I'm scheduled here on the BDRS.
Maybe you have a birthday celebration.
Do I do the radio show on my birthday, or do I
go out? Depends on who you ask, apparently.
I know. Do I go out and enjoy a nice dinner that I've deserved?
No, you do the show.
Yeah?
Yeah, you do the show. Weekend, you have the nice dinner.
Okay.
You do the dinner before.
Sunday night before, one night off.
Why don't you just bring dinner here? I mean, it's not like it's your birthday. You can do whatever you want.
I wanted to go to my favorite restaurant for my birthday.
Have them bring food here.
You think?
Yeah.
I'll give them a little plug and they bring me food.
Why not?
Okay, I'll do that.
We'll be doing that with breakfast tomorrow morning on the Cat Nemo show.
Yes.
Actually, we are.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're getting breakfast.
Are you really?
Know who?
You sons of bitches. Why didn't we get breakfast on this one?
Because we don't usually whore out our airwaves for free food. That's something we try not to do 6 through 10 a.m. I mean, I don't care what happens, and Mike has said this, between 10 and the rest of the day, he does not care about.
It's true.
But 6 to 10, we try and have a little integrity.
So somebody has already booked breakfast also?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in addition to booking guests. Yeah.
Really? Already? Oh, my God, dude. I feel like I haven't done enough as far as...
Oh, no, you have.
Yeah.
Other people have done too much, I think.
I said this to my girlfriend last week, who was on the couch next to me when you texted me about hosting. I said, look, I have all these ideas. I have all this cool stuff I would love to do on a morning format. I said, but the one thing I don't want to do is change the Mike Calta show. It's his show. So I do the Johnny B show on Saturdays. I do the Bone Daily Rewind show Monday through Friday. You know, that's my time. Those are my shows.
And that was the best part about having, we had SBK fill in at one point. Drew filled in at one point. And both guys were fantastic fill-in hosts because they stuck to the nature of the program.
Yeah.
It was the basic format of what we do every morning, the same time structure. So people know it's just a different voice joining the normal cast of the show. That's all that it is. So I actually appreciate that you came in and did exactly what those guys have done. That's why they were great fill-in hosts. And it's why you'll be back again. Mm-hmm. And maybe other people will.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, why are you shaking your head no when you say I'm only kidding?
There's Bone TV. That doesn't work anymore. You can't pull those tricks.
Why are you double burdened up in the sky right now? It's so weird the way you do that. We have up on the Bone app right now, speaking of Bone TV, you can watch the Bone TV through the Bone app or theboneonline.com. But we also have a poll up for people that want to vote on what genre of music we are going to karaoke battle with. So tell them what they have to choose from.
So right now, the styles of sweet music you could choose from are musicals, 90s girl and boy bands, soul, hip-hop, 80s hair metal, and David Bowie.
That is a lot of choices.
Yeah, right?
All right, so what are we going to give them? Like, this segment, and then the battle will definitely happen next segment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. sounds good.
Sounds good to me, man.
What would Mike Calta do? it's his show.
Well, you got to figure with the delay and everybody now going to the app because of the delay, you probably give it like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have some breakfast come in, I'm sure, you know, because somebody coming in here... sons of bitches.
Do we know what breakfast is coming in, by the way? Does anybody know?
He already has a breakfast joint booked.
I don't know.
I kind of like that.
I got to learn to beg. You know what I mean? I got to learn to pander. Let's
see. Well, I mean, it does come in useful.
Yeah.
I'm moving tomorrow, and that's really why I'm taking Thursday off as well, so I can organize my stuff and have all day.
Right.
And Big Boy's moving in storage.
Oh, yeah. They just followed me on Twitter.
Yeah. We put the call out. Mike allowed me. You know, I was like, I'm moving. And there was so many different companies that came out and was like, we'd love to help you. But they definitely, you know,
I'm probably going to be moving in July when my lease is up and my apartment in South Tampa. If you're somebody that has a house for rent in South Tampa in the Palmasia area, ooh, and you want to hook Johnny B up, holler at your boy. I'm willing to pay a decent amount for rent, but I just don't want to be completely, I don't want to get dumped. Can I say bent?
Bent over a barrel and showing all 50 states.
Thank you. I don't want that to happen to me.
That's the worst when that happens.
I want to rent a house more than an apartment in that area, but I don't want to pay $3,000 a month for a house. It seems
it's a nice area.
They're tearing down all the old houses and building up real brand new houses and nice stuff there.
I know St. Pete, Carmen and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. St. Pete is building all new high rises and brownstones stuff in that area. If you just want to wait it out a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. I have to stay in my neighborhood for my son to go to Plant High School.
That's right. You were talking about that earlier.
And they're very diligent about checking your address there, because they've had student athletes all over Hillsborough County wanting to live in the wrong district and all that stuff. So Plant High School has been known to have the principal just come over to a football player's house and be like,
really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll just show up and be like, hey, just want to make sure Zane Bell lives here. He'd be and be like, we don't know no Zane Bell. I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, you guys don't live here. Yeah. So we have to live in the area. So
sorry, man.
I hate my apartment.
Good luck out there.
I hate my apartment so much.
Why?
Because
it's the old one, right? The old Spanish one with the stove out of the.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible.
Sorry.
It's just the walls are thin and my neighbors suck. And it just.
So weird because I've never been. I've had the best. I'm in the best living situation I've ever had. And I've been there where you have when you have to get up at 4 a.m. for work and there's a fat autistic kid upstairs that dances and sings to Glee. And it's
there's nothing wrong with Glee. That should have been the genre, by the way.
Yeah, it's an issue of the timing of it, of doing it for so long. And because there is the person had special needs, I was in a position where I didn't want to say anything because I felt like I would be rude. But at the same time, common courtesy, if you're living in a duplex and I was living on the bottom floor and you're living on the top, you have to be cognizant that there's people living below you. But this kid would dance until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, dancing, screaming. It made me move out of my house into a place I couldn't afford just because I needed to get out of that house.
I'm willing to pay $500 more a month right now. And I would just sacrifice.
Yep, that's what I ended up spending, about $400 more a month.
I would do that, and I would just cut out half my cable or whatever I had to do to cut the corners to make up that money. I would do it just to be in a better living situation. I just want to have my own space without neighbors on the other side of a real thin wall.
Is it that they're too loud, or is it that
it's not just loud? They're annoyed. They're loud. Like the neighbors above us. We've went through four different neighbors above us in 2 years. And it's been with the first people that lived above us were over the top extras from The Sopranos. It was this big old Italian guy and his brother or something. And every night it was just, oh, hey! It was like Andrew Dice Clay on meth. And he would just stomp up and down the stairs and just, oh, this guy over here. Check it out. Louis. Oh. And I was like, really? And then I would just scream from below him. Oh, what are we doing up there? And my son's like, dude, they're going to kill you. And I'm like, I can't stand it anymore. I'm like, I would get whacked right now just to not have to hear this guy be him. And then that guy moved out. And then the person that lives there now, all they do is move their furniture. All they do. You just hear couches and coffee tables being drug across.
Maybe they're in a wheelchair. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, then there's no wheels on their wheelchair. They're just dragging a crippled dude around in a lazy boy because you can hear it scraping against the floor at 3 in the morning. And I'll just yell from the bottom they're making me insane. I'll just yell from the, I'm on my couch going, yeah, just move around. No, whatever you need, man. Hey, put the table over there. It's 3 o'clock.
See, now I'm in the position where I am that neighbor. I have the six-year-old and I'm the only one in the building with any kids.
Yeah.
So we're the loudest apartment. So all these other people that live in my building, there's Some older folks who like to party. There's some younger folks who like to party.
Yeah.
But nobody has kids. So they all get drunk out back and hang out and fish and do all that stuff.
Yeah,
and we
America.
Come out and we just start ruining their nice, peaceful, quiet time with
they can't
loudness.
Swear or yeah. smoke. Or...
Oh, I'm cool with that. If Ben wants to smoke, that's fine. Yeah. He's six. He's a little young.
And then the neighbor across the hall has some punk ass like 19-year-old that thinks he's a gangster. So he plays the worst hip hop, super duper loud.
Yeah,
and
that would bother
and
me.
He smokes like these really cheap cigars,
Black and Milds.
Worse than Black and Milds.
Have a Tampa.
Something bad. Yeah. But the smell comes through the wall into the hallway, and it just smells like poverty, and it just sucks. And it's like I'm paying way too much rent to have Vanilla Ice over there, like playing the worst Lil Wayne and stuff. And it's like, quit it, dude. Like, you live in South Tampa. Like, this is a very affluent area. You're not gangster. I hate you so, so much. But I can't even say anything because those are the honkies that will kill you before a real gangster will, because they have so much to prove.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I am more worried about Tyler, who's driving the Prius, thinking he's a gangster, than I am Malcolm that lives, you know, across Gandy, that just wants to work and play his hip hop, and he doesn't really want to cap me. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
But Tyler obviously has mental issues, which is why he's scarier than Malcolm, because he's driving his Prius, jamming out hardcore
music. He's a
douche. Yeah, and really want to be like, you should kiss your mother on the mouth because you're privileged, you little son of a bitch.
Yeah, and his dad is out front of the apartment like every weekend washing his Mustang, like just waxing it and washing it.
Apologizing for his son. I'm sorry.
No,
Tyler.
No, he doesn't. No.
Because when you're that person, you don't realize, because that's your normal. It's
Got
not
it.
Crazy to you. It's not, that is, his son's pretending to be Eminem all day is the reality for them. It's not for Johnny.
That's
so for Johnny,
sad.
It stands out. It goes, hey, weirdo.
No. His dad has douche face. So his dad has created mini douche face. And he's like, he probably, like Rob said, he probably thinks, oh, this is what the kid's doing nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, my son's just walking around like, yo, dog, what's up? Player, player. Yeah.
What is the 90s all over again?
Seriously.
Yeah.
I hate it, dude. I hate it. Hate it so much. And then there's a lady upstairs from them, has a little bitty dog, like a Shih Tzu or something, that all it does is all day long, there's a constant down below. It's like, get that money. I'm going to get paid. Dragon furniture. It's like one of those weird Broadway, off-Broadway plays where they're making music by beating on crap. That's my apartment.
How long have you been there for?
2 years.
Oh. And you're not used to it by now?
No, because
there's a lot of anger.
Well, that's
in there.
What I'm saying. Because I live in an apartment and I'm on the first floor and there's an older lady above me. She's probably in her 60s. And all she does is sit in her rocking chair. And very thin walls, very thin floors and stuff like that. And all you can hear is.
See, I'm convinced she died two years ago,
so
and that's her ghost just creaking on it.
No, I've seen her occasionally. Her car leaves, but like. But for the first 2 weeks, I literally thought it was a couple above me just banging their brains out all the time. And then I finally seen her, and she was like 60, you know, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, that's just a rocking chair. But I've been there for 3 years, and people come over and will say something about it, like, doesn't that bother you? And I'm like, I don't even notice it anymore. Like, I'm just so used to it.
Oh, did I mention that the furniture moving people upstairs also apparently have an EDM DJ that lives there too? That loves to play at all times of the day because,
Skrillex.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Like, you'll hear the furniture moving and stuff, and then all of a sudden it'll stop, and I'll go, oh, thank God. And I can actually hear my TV. And I go, oh my God, how long is this going to go on? How long is it? And like Sunday in the afternoon, they really go off. That's their EDM big party fest. And I'm watching like football on Sundays. Like, and it's like
your me time.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to watch like the Bucks, and I'm praying to God they win this game. And it's just like, I'm blowing up. I'm like, I'm going to kill everybody.
You don't go up there and just knock and be like,
no.
Hey, people, why keep it down?
Because I know it's going to escalate quickly.
Keep it down.
Because these guys.
I avoid any type of confrontation. Like, I get tagged. I know it sounds dumb. I get tagged with spam on Facebook. And I will go and I'll report it, but they can actually have you send a message to the person that spammed you on Facebook, and you can say, hey, I notified Facebook because your post was spam. I avoid even doing that because I don't want online confrontation. So I go out of my way to avoid. So going upstairs and having a conversation with three Italian dudes who can rape me and beat me if they wanted to.
Exactly.
No,
I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to go up there and be like, excuse me, the music. And they're just going to be like a 12-gauge shotgun me in the chest. And then they're going to tell the police, this big fat dude came up like a grizzly bear and tried to attack me.
I think you're watching too much news.
Well, I think now being a member of the media, I see so many horrible stories. Dude. I'm reading stories every week about how I could be killed.
Your mind is warped, man. I think they're friendly. You go up there with some cookies, you know, some nice warm chocolate chip cookies. Say, hey, I just wanted to give you
chocolate
these cookies.
Chip cookies.
Also, keep it down.
And that's the thing, too. We're in a quadplex, so there's four families, right? So I sent an email like 3 weeks ago, and I'm like, that sucks, because now I have a 33% chance of being fingered on this email. Like, they know it's one of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I did.
So they know Yappy Dog Lady's not complaining because she might get her yappy dog taken, and Thug Life next door, he's not complaining, you know what I mean? Because he's probably got a bunch of weed, and he don't want to get busted. So it's down to the Chubby family. Mm. It's all it is. It's like, those chubby bastards.
Snakes.
They complain about my EDM and my furniture moving.
Who do you think would be the one? Because we have like a small crew of weirdos that call the station regularly between Medicine Man, Avocado, and Crazy Patty. Who do you think would be the worst out of the three of those as a neighbor?
Crazy Patty, because she's bipolar.
See, I would think Avo because he plays guitar at all times of the day.
That.
But it's good guitar, so I don't know.
Is
I have
it?
Mixed
but
feelings.
Not always.
Oh, is it? It sometimes it's bad.
Well, remember the one time he was in here to audition for America's Got Talent, and he sucked it up.
That was sad.
But even to me, that even sounded good because it's better guitar than I could ever play.
See, you've just not been around good guitar players. I've been very lucky. I've been around a lot of good musicians. So when I hear people go, "Man, Avocado's pretty good," I'm like, hey, they are pandering to this poor Gorder face guy. Like, it's not nice. Like, every now and then he'll hit a lick or two that's decent, but he's hit or miss, more miss, way more miss.
See, with Medicine Man, you have to worry about your valuables going missing because he'll try and pawn them. And then with Crazy Patty, I think my biggest fear would be just her showing up randomly acting like we're in a relationship.
Yes.
Like, in her head, she lives down the street, so now we're married.
She's going to tell you about all the problems that she's having with her husband with no upside to it whatsoever.
And then she kills him, but plants the evidence to make it look like I did it so that we can be together forever. Because if she can't have me, nobody can, and that means I go to prison.
I always picture Crazy Patty as being another Kathy Bates. Like,
but in Misery. Yep.
Yeah. But she doesn't, like, block your ankles. Instead, she does something to where she leaves you just awake but catatonic and you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just builds, like, papier-mâché dolls and sits them next to you, and these are your new friends.
Yeah, tea party.
Yeah. And she's like, Johnny, this is Frank. Frank's your friend. I made him out of cereal boxes.
Yeah.
You like cereal, don't you? I'm going to feed you cereal, but with soy milk. And then she just, like, pours food into your face and you can't even chew. And you're like, oh, please kill me. Please kill me.
Yeah, instead, she's giving you hand angels for hours.
Yes.
Well, which could be bad.
You can't get to the point where you would.
Right? You know, it's just torturous.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so sick to my stomach
right now.
That's
where we went to with Crazy Patty.
I can't help it.
Straight to hand angels.
Isn't she a nurse? I thought that's what she does. She's like helping people.
All right. Maybe.
Helping people.
We have people calling in now. Either they know how to handle bad neighbors or they have bad neighbors themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe it is my neighbor as well. We'll find out. Andrew, what's up? You're on the Mike Calta Show.
What's going on, guys? Love the show. Glad you're filling in. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, pal.
When it comes to neighbors, I kind of have some issues too. I've got some people upstairs who like to smoke out and play the music and all that stuff. And just the other day, I had some issues with them playing. It was just really bassy. So I walked upstairs, knocked on the door, and was like, "Hey, look, the music's fine, but can you take some of the bass out?" And I'm a large white guy, and they look at me. And they're like, they look into all their friends, like, "Hey, the big white guy downstairs has turned the music down." And they did, and it wasn't a big deal. If you just kind of ask them politely and be cool about it, you never know what's going to happen. It's better to get a no than just sit there and stool in your own, like, just anger and rage. You're just gonna make yourself more upset.
I'm not gonna stool in it. My worry is, Andrew, is I'm gonna go up there with that attitude. I'm gonna get like, hey guys, could you? I'm trying to watch a movie down here, and they're gonna go, screw you, fatty. And then I'm just gonna go from zero to let's fight to the death right there. Yeah. And then I'm gonna get murdered.
Exactly. This guy said I'm a tall white dude. So yeah. That's one. I mean, that's one thing Spanish and I both have going against us, right? Is that we're not tall. So when you're tall, you have that little bit more of confidence where you can walk in and you can have that swagger and walk in and go, hey, can you please turn that down? Whereas little guys like us, they can just put no, and they push us around. Like, oh, well, I guess we're going to listen to this bass now.
Yeah, and then we just got our faces mushed for no reason.
They pat you on the head like you're a baby. Good try, though. Bye. Yeah, thanks for the call, Andrew. All right. Keep standing up for yourself. And I wish I was a big, tall, intimidating white guy, too. Yeah. If you look like Trace Atkins, you can just walk into a room and be like, excuse me, young fellas.
Hey there, pretty lady.
I'm not really enjoying the boom, 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 boom you're doing above me right now. So I'm doing my banjo practice down here, if you please. Show me a little bit of respect.
Banjo practice.
Well, Trace Atkins is like a big redneck guy. Oh, he's like 6'6".
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's a giant country singer with a big, deep voice. A big booming voice. He's like, oh, hell. Hello, everybody. He's like, oh, God, race riot.
Oh, my God.
What just happened? Jim, what's up? You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, short-term solution is wireless headphones for your TV.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those old people on the infomercial late at night.
You also don't want to be spending a ton of money in rent to have to wear headphones right in your own home. Then you're a prisoner to your ears.
Oh, I know, but I use them so I can watch a game without having to listen to my wife. So it's a short-term solution.
That's lovely. That's lovely. All right. Maybe I'll look into that. I didn't even think about that
angle. Murder your wife and get rid of the headphones.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, have your wife move in with the EDM guy upstairs. So there you go. And then she could dance herself to death. Win-win. Thanks for the call, pal. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'm taking these calls hoping that one of these people live in my neighborhood and they're like, Johnny B, I'll totally rent my house out to you right now. Because I'll break my lease.
Yeah, right now.
I'll get big boy movers to drag me over to the place like this weekend. I'm not even kidding.
I do want to update you on the app right now. We're doing voting for our karaoke battle. 90s girl and boy bands is in an incredible lead with 43% of the vote. Yeah.
Bye.
Everything else is like 80 or 14%.
Oh, okay. So. Well, we see what the our demo is definitely right on track then if it's 90s boys and girl bands. Chris, what's up? You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, so you guys forget that other people have confrontation issues as well.
Yeah.
So if you confront them, they're just going to shut down and be like, I'm sorry, we won't. We'll be quiet.
But
I had the same problem as you guys where I had someone that was moving furniture all the time throughout the entire night. And I'd go at 1 o'clock in the morning, bang on their door and say, hey, can you keep it down? We're sleeping. And I'd be like, oh, we're so sorry. And then wouldn't hear anything for a couple of weeks and then do the same thing over and over again. And they'll eventually stop.
See, I would think that the fact that they keep doing it over and over and over again shows that they're not afraid of confrontation.
Right.
They almost want it. Like, they're doing it on purpose so that they have a... Because there's people that are lonely that'll start problems just so they have some interaction with other human beings.
Well, see, my problem is, too, it's still a gamble because I don't know what I'm going to see up there because I don't even really know what a lot of my neighbors look like. So I'm afraid I'm going to, stomp my big ass upstairs and the guy's going to answer and he's going to look like Alice Cooper but way bigger. And he's going to be like, we're just up here killing goats. And I'm going to be like, oh, my God. Man.
I hate goats. Let's kill him.
And then he's going to smear blood on my face and go, blah, 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 and now I'm cursed. You know what I mean? Like, all because I couldn't put up with a little bit of noise.
Jesus.
Thanks for the suggestion.
It's a very dramatic
it
way that it could
hard,
go.
Right, yeah.
That's how my brain works, though, man. Jesus. Listen. Andrew, what's up? You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, my name's Andrew. I live in Winter Haven.
Sorry.
And I appreciate it. I actually lived in the quadplex kind of thing like you're talking about, and my upstairs neighbor was a very strange fella. Worked at McDonald's and would, like, sprint to work every morning. And I come home one night, and, like, the entire block is totally blocked off by police cars, can't get into my house.
Oh, boy.
I find out this kid had a couple of kids over to his house. They're playing Call of Duty, smoking K2. The kids happen to be Spanish. He doesn't speak Spanish. And he kills two of them, empties the clip, tries to kill the other one with a butcher's knife, and the other kid runs down the alley. And right now he's still locked up and didn't even deny it.
Jesus.
That's insane.
So don't party with your neighbors.
Oh, boy. Thanks for bringing the mood down, Andrew.
Yeah, I remember because I was living in Cleveland when Ariel Castro, the guy that kidnapped the three girls and kept them in the basement.
Dead giveaway.
And they all said that he was a normal neighbor. Yeah. Like, everybody was talking about how his family would come over.
I ate ribs with that dude.
Yeah. I met the Charles Ramsey, the guy that saved, well, he didn't really save the girl. Yeah. If you want some actual insight here very quickly, there was a guy, a Mexican dude, who heard the girls trying to break out of the house.
Yeah.
And he went and kicked the door open and helped them.
What?
But when the news showed up, the guy didn't speak any English, so they were looking to speak with anyone, and Charles Ramsey was sitting there.
The first translator?
Yeah, so he stepped in, and he's like, yeah, I kicked the door in, and he just went with that and wrote a book about it.
What?
He admit, we tried to get him McDonald's for life from McDonald's, so because he was talking about how he was eating the Big Macs when he heard the girls screaming. So just a little insight.
By the way, your neighbors
can't be normal and have three girls locked up in their basement.
Now, you remember when that whole thing came out and they were doing all of the parody like songs and stuff for the Charles Ramsey thing?
Yeah.
I did one.
Oh, I want to hear it.
I might have it here.
Hey.
Give you all a preview of what you're dealing with the karaoke battle, folks. This is from my podcast from 6 years ago. No, 4 years ago.
That's you?
Yeah. This is basically everything that Charles Ramsey said in the style of 90s R&B.
I knew something was wrong when a little white girl ran into black man's arms.
Yeah, it's a dead giveaway.
A dead giveaway.
That's not bad for a podcast studio in my spare room.
Said my neighbor's got some big testicles. Cause we see this dude. I ate ribs with that dude, but I didn't have a clue that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dead giveaway.
See, Charles Ramsey would still be famous if he had these kind of singing chops. You know what I mean? You know he got like McDonald's for life and then like got arrested for like doing crack or something and lost it, I heard.
Well, I know that he had a previous criminal history.
No.
But then he wrote a book and it was probably the worst book ever.
Like it was written in crayon?
It was the worst, like the grammar in it was. So I ended up tracking this guy down and I found his phone number and we booked him to come in and we had strippers show up with a cake with his giant face on it and his missing tooth. And
God, you're a great morning show producer.
We had a limo waiting outside of his dishwashing job because that's what he was doing prior to becoming a best-selling author.
At least he's working. I mean, yeah.
So we sent the limo to go pick him up. Never shows. His cell phone gets turned off. We don't hear from the guy for 6 months. We don't hear from him. And then he finally pops back up and he agrees to come on the show. By then, it had lost its... Then the strippers had already gone home and changed out of their McDonald's costumes.
I thought you were going to say they found him chained in some Puerto Rican guy's basement. Yeah. Would have been really cool.
Very friendly guy. I got to be honest, really? Very super friendly. Like awesome. We sat, we had a very nice conversation about what it was like to live in that neighborhood. And he was very humble because he didn't deserve to be a hero. He did nothing.
Yeah.
The other Mexican guy who just couldn't speak English deserved to have the book, but nobody would read the book in Spanish.
How do you not have ribs with him, like, for lunch? You
right?
Know, you
take a rib joint.
You should have seen the party we played. Right? I got yelled at for days because we had spent a lot of money on that party, and he just totally bailed on us.
Awesome.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.